All right, Charles, the 2026 election. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about the Board of Peace as well. Maybe we touch on that briefly and then dig into the
Sure.
election.
Yeah, I think that what happened in Atlanta late last week is more important
Yeah.
because nothing.
But the Board of
The
Peace,
Board of Peace, nothing is going to come of
it's
it.
another
It's
grift.
another grift. It's
Yeah.
another. Trump is going to be the chairman of the Board of Peace,
Yeah, and
and
it,
everything they decide by majority vote can be vetoed by the
oh,
chairman.
really? Is that part of
That's
the
part of the charter. It's gonna.
Oh,
He put. He
gosh.
sent the invitations out. All his buddies from the Middle East came.
Yeah. And again, the goal of the Board of Peace is basically to
Well, initially
car
it was to help rebuild Gaza.
well, rebuild it as part of Israel and as a tourist resort, right?
Well, mostly as a tourist, destination, the
Yeah.
Riviera of the
And
Middle East.
is anybody fooled by this?
Well, just. As with anything else, I mean, you buy influence by going along with his ideas.
Well,
So, European nations, for the most part, don't appear to be interested in paying $1 billion to be part of this organization. They're having a little bit of a problem with the fact that the chairman of the Board of Peace is threatening various military actions
Well,
around the world at
he's
this
backed away from
point,
Greenland at any rate,
right?
aka
And
Denmark. Yeah.
so. He asked the Russians and the Chinese. They still haven't gotten back to him
I'm
on it.
sure they laughed about it.
I'm sure they'd
Come
be
on.
laughing there.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern states where he's doing a lot of business, ponied up,
Sure.
and Israel reluctantly went along.
Well, they're sure they just took $1 billion that we gave them in weapons
Gave
and
it to the
transferred
Board
it
of
to the
Peace.
Board
But
of Peace,
basically,
yeah.
it's going to be a place. It'll be a excuse for him to fly around the plane that the American taxpayer is going to fix.
The one from Kuwait or Qatar,
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 yeah. For
yeah.
and so he's giving it to his library, but I guess they're building a runway at the library so that the plane can get off the ground.
Maybe they can pave the rest of the White House lawn and just make that the runway.
Well, maybe they'll do that after they have the UFC fight there on his birthday.
And a NASCAR race on the aren't
Oh
they
yeah,
like 180
right.
miles an hour down Pennsylvania
Well, the tanks didn't rip it up enough. They figured
Ave?
this will be a good
Oh
one.
gosh, what a country. What a
Yeah.
country. But you know what? All that's crazy talk, but what's really crazy is what happened in Georgia this past week in
Yeah.
Fulton County.
So,
Fulton County, think Atlanta.
well, it's it is it's a heavily Democratic, heavily Black American district. It was where they were going to try Trump and some of his conspirators in terms of
Right.
finding the 11,000 votes in the 2020 election.
Which the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia pushed back against.
Right. And Raffensperger.
Yeah, Raffensperger.
So anyway, on I guess it must have been Friday.
I might have been Thursday, but yeah.
Maybe Thursday, I can't remember if it was Thursday or Friday. Yeah, the FBI showed up with supposedly a warrant from a magistrate, which nobody has seen. And they seized a bunch of materials related to the 2020 election. Now, you may ask, why are we concerned with the 2020 election?
Well, because it was stolen, Charles.
Right. And it is a key, it's a central doctrine. It's like Mao's book. It's like Mao's Red Book, that if you work in this administration, you must believe that the 2020 election was stolen.
Right.
And they took the materials away that, and of course
And we're
they
talking.
snapped up the voter rolls also while they were at it,
Sure.
not just the materials from 2020. As far as I know, they did not leave any record with the authorities,
Of
the
what they
election,
took.
of what they took.
Gosh. How is that not stealing?
Well,
Right there.
right. And
That's
the other
thievery.
part that was odd was that Tulsi Gabbard was there
Right. Who's
wearing a
who?
puffer coat.
What's a puffer coat?
Well, it was like kind of, winter coat, because it's cold down south right now.
Okay, so a winter
A
coat.
winter
I never
coat
heard it
and a
called a
baseball
puffer
hat,
coat.
and was standing in the shadows. But it's clearly her. And you may ask, why is the
Director of National
Intelligence,
yeah.
Which deals not foreign with stuff. Anything yeah. internal.
Right.
Why is she there involved in this operation? And I think somebody kidded
because she said can't do anything.
She was taking a walk and she just happened upon it.
Right.
You know. But anyway, this is very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Part of it's going to be, of course, that they're going to come up with some evidence. And remember, this evidence would never be accepted. There's no chain of custody of this evidence, right? Because we don't know what they took.
Yeah.
Who's looking at it?
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, you know, my pillow guy. He's going to go through this to say, oh, see, you know, they stole this election. Because, I mean, some of this is like computer tape. Some, you know,
The fact that they took the voter rolls.
The voter rolls is a whole other story.
They'll be purging a lot of people.
Of course. They're going to do cross-check again, even though it's illegal. They're going to do the thing saying that you're registered to vote in three different states, you know, or your name's similar to somebody else who's voting in another state. Therefore, you can't legally vote. Here.
Wow.
You know, that's part of the plan. The other part of the plan is, I assume they're going to say, and that's why Tulsi Gabbard's there, they're going to say that there was foreign interference in 2020, and that's why
Trump. That's the excuse for her being there.
Right, and that's why Trump lost.
Yeah.
Right.
And this really isn't about 2020. It's really about 2026. It's about this
fall. Now, the first thing to remember is, number one, Gabbard has no authority whatsoever here. DNI, all the agencies that are not supposed to be doing domestic spying are her purview. So what is she doing there? You know, the other thing is that this was a test to see, is anyone going to stop us?
Yeah. And how would they have stopped them?
Well, how you would stop it is...
Call the police? Have a shootout? I mean, how do you stop them? How do you? They come in.
They don't have any. There's the FBI has no authority. This is a state function.
So how do they stop? Well, how could Fulton County have stopped them?
They should. Well, now I think everyone's going to see what they have to do is they're going to have to preemptively, basically, you know, say this isn't going to happen.
Because
the problem was Fulton County pushed off. The case about how they were going to handle the demand, because they'd been demanding these files for months. And they had a court date in early March to adjudicate how this was going to be handled, if at all, if they were going to turn anything over. And they just simply came in and said, well, we have a magistrate. And everyone's asking, well, where's this magistrate's, what did you tell the magistrate that you're coming to get?
They asked that question?
They did, but no one's seen this.
So why do they let him in?
Well, I guess because there's a bunch of FBI agents coming in.
How many were there?
30, 40. I don't know exactly. It wasn't two. they pulled the truck up, and they took 700 boxes of files. You know, and I don't, you know, I guess to the people who are in the cult, it doesn't matter when they say that there was foreign interference and Trump really won. But I don't think anybody else with a brain is going to believe anything that comes out of this, right? I mean, it's disappearing into the FBI. The FBI has no expertise in this. After multiple times in a Republican state, right, they went through these things multiple times and said, no, you didn't win.
Yeah. And again, Raffensperger, the Republican state.
Right. And, you know, Kemp's a Republican. And, you know, they said there's nothing to prove that you got 12,000 more votes and won the state.
How is this not thievery? How is this? I mean, shouldn't the authorities in Georgia be pursuing these crooks back to Washington, D.C. to demand the return of the materials?
Okay, but, you know, what will happen? I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't. So they'll ask the Supreme Court, you know, because they'll move it up through the federal courts quickly, we assume. And they'll kick it up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will say, well, instead of putting it on the shadow docket like they do everything that Trump asks for, right, they'll say, well, you know, we already have our cases scheduled. We'll
look at this
after
one
after November. Yeah. And we'll leave everything as is. There won't be a stay.
So who makes that decision at the Supreme Court? Is it is it Roberts?
It depends on how they handle it. It depends on whether they do hold the conference or whether they simply look at it as a shadow docket issue and the person who they hand it to.
Between Barrett and Roberts, you might actually see a majority, maybe someone else too. You might actually see a majority say, no, this was not right. Like, I could see the Supreme Court actually going.
I mean, this is a clear constitutional violation.
Sure it is, yeah.
You know, I mean, the feds have come in election issues when it relates to, you know, race issues in particular.
How is this not one of them? Yeah.
Well, I think this is one where, why would the FBI be looking at the 2020 election when, again, the state election people already told them there is no proof.
Right. It's an excuse. And look, I mean, again, what do they try to do to negotiate with Minnesota to? We'll pull our ICE agents out of Minneapolis.
Right, if you give us the voter rolls.
If you give us the voter
They want the voter rolls because they're doing cross-check again.
And they're going to be doing this.
That was the guy, what's his name, Kobach.
So here's my question. This is going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Where next? And how long before they get to Des Moines?
Well,
I mean, seriously, they will be in Des Moines. They will be in Des Moines.
Well, I don't know. There's 42 states that have been asked for their voter rolls. So I believe Iowa was one of them.
Yeah, because we have four congressional districts. They're all Republican. Two, maybe three, have a real possibility of switching, and these guys know that. They know that, and they know which counties are likely to be the ones that would flip it, and they're going to come after those counties, and not just in Iowa, but in other states that are maybe now red, that there are blue bubbles in those states, you know.
Well, and that's
they're going to come for you.
It's easy to do because, you know, whenever you look at our electoral map now, it's a lot of red, but a lot of the population centers are Democratic oriented.
Here's the other side of this. An extension of it. What happens next fall? They've taken voting stuff.
Yeah,
but people can still vote. But I suspect that ICE is going to have a strong presence at polling places in communities where they want to suppress the vote. And if I'm an immigrant and I've already seen thousands of people get hauled away to detention centers, either in the U.S. or other countries, am I going to take the risk of voting by going to the polls when I know there's going to be an ICE agent or two standing there? Maybe there's already been rumors about ICE agents going to early polling places and taking people.
Well, I mean the answer to that from MAGA would be, well, if you're not illegally here, you have a right to vote. Therefore, why are you worried about ICE?
Because you got brown or black skin,
right? Because the Kavanaugh stop. You can be stopped just because you're speaking another language other than English, like Melania does, only the people who are here illegally would be worried. But the fact of the matter is, and today's a perfect example. So today, the federal government announced that the Haitians have lost their protected status.
Yeah.
Right? Now, a country that wasn't run by sadists would say, we're going to do this. We're going to do this 3 months from now. You know, you have 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever, to understand you can leave voluntarily and arrange, you know, whatever. I'm not talking about what's right or wrong, what they're doing.
Right.
But I'm saying they're doing it in a way that's maximally sadistic.
Right.
They're doing it in a way in which people come to their hearings.
Well, Steve
about
Miller.
About citizenship. Well, we understand.
Steve Miller is the sadist in chief.
We understand that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the kind of people who will be, you know, kind of disincentivized by the presence of ICE, not the people who are here illegally. The people who are here with statuses that have become much more questionable. And suppose the day before they decide that they're going to say all the DACA, people have lost their citizenship.
I want to talk more about this in the weeks ahead because I think it's critical that local officials start thinking about how they're going to protect the right to vote, because I have no doubt that what's happening in Fulton County, Georgia, is an indication of their plan to thwart the election.
I would say you're right. Polk County is certainly the kind of target.
Polk County, Johnson County, Lynn County, a handful of places in Iowa.
Right.
Hey, Charles, thanks for joining me today. Folks, Charles Goldman with me here, Ed Fallon on the Fallon Forum.